Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. I am continuing our series of stories from the man that came down from heaven. Today's story comes from a king's perspective who offers compassion to one of his servants. Listen and catch the kingdom perspective. The man that came down from heaven, he said the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with all his servants. So he lined them up. He was going through, he came across one that owed $10,000. Well, he knew there was no way he could pay this back. So he commanded that the servant be sold, his wife and his children, and all his possessions to pay the debt. The servant ran forward and dropped to his knees. Oh, Lord, Lord, please, please, give me more time. I know I can pay it off. Just give me more time. Well, the king was moved with compassion. He had mercy on this servant, and he forgave the debt and let him go free. It wasn't before the day was out that he went over and found one of his co-workers, grabbed him by the neck and shook him. Give me the $100 you owe me. His friend dropped down on his knees. Oh, please, give me more time. Give me more time. I know I can pay you back shortly. Just a little bit more time. No. To prison you go, and you'll be there until you pay back every penny. Well, a lot of his co-workers took note of this, went and told the king everything. He was outraged. He demanded for the servant to be brought to him immediately. You wicked servant! I showed you mercy. Could you have not done the same to your fellow co-worker? Therefore, because you've done this thing, you shall be handed over to the torturers and be tortured until your debt is paid in full. And your heavenly Father will do the same to you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is what the man from heaven said. What a harsh hand this king has for justice and compassion. In the story, there are a number of characters. Do you see yourself in the story as one of these characters? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.